And now, from the kids' zone, it's bedtime adventures, adventures, adventures. Hey, why is there an echo in here? Echo in here. Echo in here. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Because it's cool. Well, good evening, everyone, and welcome to tonight's episode. I'm so glad that you joined us, and I hope that you're ready for a very exciting story entitled The Mystery of the Missing Necklace. Now, without any further ado, let us get started, shall we? And as you know, like with all good stories, we must start from the start, and we must begin from the beginning. Now, children, once upon a time, in a quaint countryside estate, there were three brothers, Jet, Jason, James, gathered in their living room along with their trusty and faithful dog, Bear. Jet was sitting on the couch looking at an old family portrait and said, "Our ancestors were quite the characters, weren't they?" And Jace responded, nodding, "Indeed, Jet, and their stories still echo through this house." James, chuckling, said, "Speaking of echoes, didn't Grandpa always say that there was a hidden treasure somewhere in this estate?" Jet, smirking, said, "Ah, yes, the infamous family legend. But let's focus on more pressing matters, like tonight's dinner party." So as the brothers prepare for the evening, Bear suddenly starts barking and darts toward the library. Jace said, "What's got into Bear?" So they follow Bear into the library, where they find a shattered glass case and their family heirloom, a valuable antique necklace, was missing. James was shocked. "The necklace, it's gone!" Jet examined the scene and said, "It seems as if someone broke into the case to take it, but who would dare steal from us?" So the brothers begin to think. They brainstorm, trying to piece this puzzle together. Jace says, "Wait a minute. What about the dinner party we had? Could it have been one of our guests that night?" And Jet, realizing, "You're right, Jace. They had access to the library." And James said, "But which one of them would stoop so low as to steal from our family?" "Well, there's only one way to find out," said Jet. "We need to question our guests." So the brothers were able to talk to each one of the dinner guests that were in attendance that night. Mr. Lucero, Mrs. Garner, and Mr. Thompson, all of them, but none of them confessed to the theft. So frustrated, the boys return to the library, where Bear starts sniffing around the broken glass case. "What is it, Bear?" asked Jace. And suddenly Bear stops and starts growling, pointing towards a hidden compartment behind the bookshelf. "A hidden compartment? We never knew about this," exclaimed James. So Jet opened the compartment and found the missing necklace inside, along with a note. Jet read the note aloud. "To the rightful heirs, I took this necklace to protect it from someone within your own circle of friends and acquaintances. Beware of those closest to you." "Who could have written this?" Jace asked, puzzled. "Wait a minute. Look at the handwriting. It's Grandpa's," said James, suddenly realizing his penmanship. "Grandpa always said that there were secrets hidden within these walls," said Jet. "It seems that he left us one last mystery to solve." So they contemplate Grandpa's words, and they try to decipher the meaning behind his warning. "So if Grandpa took the necklace to protect it, that means that the thief is still among us," said Jace. "But who could it be?" asked James. "And why would they steal from our family?" "Well, there's only one way to find out," said Jet. "We need to search the house from top to bottom." So the brothers, along with Bear, embark on a thorough search of the estate, uncovering hidden passageways and secret compartments. And finally, they stumbled upon a locked room in the attic. "What's this? I never knew this room existed, said Jace. Look, there's a faint light coming from underneath, said James, gesturing to the door. It's time to confront the thief, said Jed, taking a deep breath. So they unlocked the door, and they find Mr. Thompson holding the necklace.
How did you find me?
said Mr. Thompson, startled. Grandpa's warning led us here, Mr. Thompson, said Jet. He knew someone close to us was betraying us.
Well, I didn't mean to hurt anybody. I just needed the money.
Stealing from your neighbors is the ultimate betrayal, Mr. Thompson, said Jace, shaking his head in disgust. So the three brothers were able to retrieve the necklace from Mr. Thompson, and they called the police, who arrived shortly, taking Mr. Thompson away. And as he went off into the police car, he was heard saying,
"And I would have gotten away with it if it weren't for those meddling brothers."
So, with that being said, the brothers went back into their home triumphant, with Bear wagging his tail happily. Jet, looking around, said, "Another mystery solved, thanks to Bear's keen sense of smell and our determination to uncover the truth." And with that, they all lived happily ever after in their countryside estate. The end.
All righty then. Well, wasn't that a delicious mystery? I hope you enjoyed it as much as I did. But it kind of makes me wonder, what mysteries await us in the future? What mysteries await us in the next episode of Bedtime Adventures?